If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
Well, it will be Harbor's ball to start this second half as the two teams switch sides. So this time the White Wildcats will be moving right to left. It will be Garrett Nierenberg inbounding the ball on the near sideline. I believe both teams do have their original starting lineups. No, actually, I take that back. Noah Livingston's actually into the game for Harbor instead of Cameron Maines. We're back underway as Aldridge has ball up top, throws over to Rolf on the right side. He's going to drill toward the free throw line, pull up for the jumper, and he gets it. Miles Rolf with 6 points this evening, 30-17, Harbor on top. As we are 20 seconds into the second half, ball goes over to Tabor on the right side, up top to McGee, over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to find Jones. Jones going to drill down to the low block, and I think they're going to wave off that basket and call a foul well before the shot. Garrett Nierenberg picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second, against Harbor in the second half. Gilbert takes the inbound pass, immediately puts up three on the right side, no good, and the Wildcats come up with a rebound. Back quickly comes Harbor. Here's Aldridge in the right corner. Throws it to Nierenberg. Now up top to Rolf. Rolf is going to drill to the right elbow. Pull up for another jumper and then gets to this one as well. Miles Rolf with 8 points. 32-17, up to a 15-point lead for the Wildcats. A little over 7 minutes left to the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Man-to-man for Harbor. Ball goes over on the right side of Proctor. Up top to Tabor. Over to McGee on the right. Down to Jones on the low block. He goes up for the layup, and he's going to be fouled on the way up. A pair of free throws coming up for Matt Jones with 6:54 left of the third quarter. Jermaine Tilford picks up his first personal foul. That is the second team foul against the Wildcats here in the second half. So Matt Jones will be shooting Mount Holmes' first free throws of the night. First one is up and in. So one more free throw to come, again with 6:54 left in this third quarter. Jones' second shot is up, no good, and the rebound is controlled by the Wildcats as Jones gets one of two. Aldridge across the timeline for the Wildcats, 32-18, Harbor on top. Ball goes over to Tilford on the right side. He drills to the corner, gives it out to Aldridge on the wing, up top to Rolf, over on the left side to Nierenberg, down to Tilford on the low block. He's going to go in for the layup, good. Jermaine Tilford with 5 points, 34-18. Harbor leading it, 6:28 left of the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Throws it to Tabor on the left. Back up top to Gilbert. Back over to Tabor. Up top to Proctor. Proctor makes a move toward the elbow. Now it goes back up top. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Down to Jones. Cross court pass. Tried to get to McGee. But it was knocked away by Harbor. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Mountain Home will inbound it with 6:07 left of the third quarter. Luke Proctor is going to take a seat. He'll be replaced by Reed Ellison for Mountain Home. 16-point Wildcat advantage. Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Dribbles on the left wing. Throws it to McGee. Down to 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball goes up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the right. Down to 2 seconds. They're going to have to get the shot off. He doesn't get it off. before the clock hits zero, and it'll be Mountain Home's second shot clock violation of the night. Their fifth turnover this evening with 5:54 left of the third quarter. Mack Wright's going to check back in for the Wildcats as Garrett Nirenberg will take a seat. Luke Proctor is going to actually, I thought Luke Proctor was about to come back in, but he was just getting some off the scores table. So 5:54 left in the third quarter. The Wildcats get the ball back, leading 34-18. Alger into the front court, drilling to the right side. Throws up top to Rolfe. Over to Wright on the left side. Down to Tilford in the corner. Tilford's going to make a move to the basket, but he's called for traveling. That's just Harbor's second turnover this evening. They've done a good job taking care of the ball. 5:41 left of the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing by 16. Gilbert will inbound it to Gilbert. Jones will inbound to Gilbert. And out to Ellison. Back to Gilbert. Over to McGee. As Harbor's going with the zone press, ball goes into the front court to Ellison. Back to Gilbert. Over to McGee on the right side. Up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down to lane. A foul's going to be called on Harbor. A reach and foul. They're going to get Aaron Alger with his first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Wildcats here in the first half, in the second half, excuse me. Ellison will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Gets into Gilbert. He drills between the circles. Throws over to McGee on the left side. Back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill into the lane. Finds Jones on the low block for the layup. Off the glass and in. Matt Jones in double figures with 10 points. 34-20. Mountain Home trailing Harbor with a little over 5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here is Wright dribbling to the corner. Loses footing. And to avoid a travel call, Harbor's going to call timeout. So we'll break with 5:02 left to play in the third quarter. It is Harbor leading Mountain Home 34-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Well, coming out of the timeout, Dawson Tabor's called for the reach and foul. That's his third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against Mountain Home. Inbound pass will be triggered by Mack Wright from the baseline. Gets into Rolfe on the right side. Rolfe will try to throw it to Livingston. He couldn't handle it. Mountain Home comes up with the steal. That's Harbor's third turnover. And now Mountain Home's called for the turnover in the backcourt, an unforced turnover, as Jones is called for the carry. Sixth turnover of the night for the Bombers with 4:49 left in the third quarter. Wildcats get the ball back, leading 34-20. Alger into the front court, dribbling to the right, toward the right side. Finds Rolfe in the corner. And now an offensive foul away from the ball. They're going to call an illegal screen on Mack Wright. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number four against Harbor here in the second half. Wright will take a seat as he's replaced by Cameron Maines. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. A little over 4.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Gilbert dribbles to the right side, throws it to Ellison in the corner. Down to Jones on the low block. He's being double-teamed. Now kicks out to Gilbert near the elbow. And he finds McGee in the left corner. McGee's going to draw up to the wing. Now kicks out to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with his first points of the night. 34-23, Harbor leading it. 4:15 left of the third quarter. Ball goes over to Rolfe on the right side. He's being double-teamed. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Matt Jones. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Bombers here in the second half. 4:10 left in the third quarter. It will be Alger inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Gets in to Rolfe. 11-point Harbor lead. Ball goes to Maines on the left side. Goes back to Rolfe. Rolfe dribbling between the circles. Now he's going to dribble down toward the free throw line, kicks out to Tilford on the left wing. Tilford gives up top to Aldridge, who tries for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Tilford right there as Mountain Home didn't have anybody to rebound, and Tilford gets it back up and in. 7 points on the night for Jermaine Tilford. 36-23, Harbor leading it. 3:40 left in the third quarter. Ball goes over McGee on the left side. He'll take the screen from Tabor. Now gives it near the top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles a little more on the right wing. Now goes down toward the free throw line. Kicks out, tries to kick it out to McGee. He saves it in to the hands of Dawson Tabor. Mounts Home avoids a turnover. Down to 11 seconds on the shot clock. Now this time Mounts Home does turn it over as Tabor's trying to throw it down to Jones in the lane. Pass was a little over his head, and it goes out of bounds. Garrett Nirenberg is going to check back in for Harbor as Noah Livingston will take a seat. 36-23, Harbor leading it. Aldridge into the front court with 3:12 left of the third quarter. Ball goes over to Rolfe on the left side. Back up top to Aldridge. Aldridge drills to the elbow, now kicks out to Maines. Back to Aldridge. Back over to Maines on the right side. Down a low block to Nirenberg. Looks to go up for the layup, no good. But Tilford's right there to get their offense rebound and put it back up. Jermaine Tilford now in double. He has 9 points this evening. 38-23, Harbor's lead back up to 15. 2:43 left of the third quarter. Gilbert dribbling up at the top. Goes over to Elson on the right side. Up top to Tabor. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert finds Jones on the low block. Looking to make a move to the basket. He's going to pull up for the fadeaway, and he gets it. Matt Jones with 12 points. 38-25, lead cut back to 13 for Harbor with 2:16 left in the third quarter. Ball goes to Aldridge, dribbles to the left elbow, up top to Tilford. He's going to try for the three, and he cannot get it to go. Rebounds chased down, ball still loose, and finally this time it will be controlled by Mountain Home. Back come the Bombers. Here is Gilbert with it up top. He's going to dribble down towards the lane, and it's going to be fouled as he was trying to dish that ball off to Tabor, I think. Aaron Olliger picks up his second personal foul. 15th foul against the Wildcats here in the second half. 1:59 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home will inbound on the baseline with a fresh 35. Ellison will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Gilbert in the left corner, up top to McGee. Over to Ellison on the left side, down to Jones at the elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. Good! Matt Jones with 14 points. 38-27, the margin cut down to 11 with 1:41 left of the third quarter. Aldridge into the front court, throws over to Tilford on the right side. Back to Aldridge. He dribbles up the top, now goes over to the right side, gives it there to Maines. Maines thought about the three. Now instead he's going to take the screen, dribble to the top, now goes to the left side, gives it there to Rolfe. Rolfe will dribble to the top. Now he's going down into the lane, and he's going in for the left shot. Was blocked. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Jones. He might have got him in the head a little bit. So Matt Jones picks up his third personal foul. That is the 13th foul against the Bombers here in the second half. Luke Proctor is going to come into the game for Mountain Home. Reed Ellison will take a seat with 1:17 left in the third quarter. Miles Ruff will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 8 points so far this evening. So Rolfe takes the ball from the official, and he'll shoot his first free throw. Shot is up and good. So one more free throw for Rolfe coming. Again, 1:17 left in this third period. Rolfe's second shot is up, and he gets both. He's now double figures with 10 points. 40-27, Harbor leading it. Zone press for the Wildcats again. Here's Jones giving it to McGee, who gets it into the front court. Drills to the right corner. Tries to throw it to Proctor. Pass was knocked off the leg of a Harbor player, and they come up with a steal. Back come the Wildcats. Here is Nirenberg dribbling in the left corner. Now he goes out a little more to the wing, gives it there to Rolfe. 53 seconds left of the third quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Aldridge. Aldridge drills down to the elbow. finds Nirenberg into the paint. Back to Alliger. Down to 13 seconds on the shot clock. Alliger drills to the left side. Pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by McGee. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert has it into the front court on the right side. Now he's going into the lane. Now kicks out to Proctor in the left corner. Up top to McGee. Over to Tabor at the elbow. 29 seconds left of the third quarter. 23 left on the shot clock. Here's Gilbert with it inside the half-court line. Ball goes over to Jones on the right side. Now back to Gilbert. Loses the handle of the ball, but is able to get it back. Now he goes into the lane. He kicks up top to Proctor. Proctor's going to try for the three near the top. No good. Jones tries to tip it back in. He gets the basket, and he is fouled. Matt Jones will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 7.9 seconds left of the third quarter. And didn't catch who they call the foul on. That is the 16th foul on Harbor. Next one, we'll put Mount Tom in the bonus. So Jones, three-point play will not go. Rebounds controlled by Harbor. Back on the Wildcats, 5 seconds left as Rolfe gets it into the front court. He's going down to the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper near the elbow. Bounces off the glass, no good. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three, Harbor leading Mountain Home 40-29. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Right now, the Home Depot is home of smart home gifts for smart home gift givers, like the Google Nest Video Doorbell, the Google Nest Hub, or Google Nest Mini in both charcoal and chalk. Plus, right now, get free 2-day shipping on any smart home gift purchases over $45. The top names in smart home at the best name in home improvement. That's smart gift giving. Improved. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.